Dear listeners, welcome to a program under the motto, The True School is Life. Today with the topic, Happiness and Health are in Your Hands. We greet you with a warm greetings in God. We all want happiness and health for ourselves. Nevertheless, with a look at society today and at the state of the earth, we have to realize that this age-old desire of humankind has not been fulfilled yet. Why is this so? From where do we expect happiness and health? Who can give it to us? And if we do not receive it, whom do we blame? To answer these and many other questions of life in our time, God, our Heavenly Father, sent us people, His emissary from the eternal kingdom. She is Gabriele, the great teaching prophetess of God for the new era, who for nearly 50 years has been giving us schoolings, help, and tips from the cornucopia of divine wisdom, so that we may orient our lives to the good, to God, and thus also find happiness, freedom, and health. In these schoolings, Gabriele gives answers to all the important questions of life. And today, dear listeners, we may read for you what Gabriele explained in a teaching hour on the topic of happiness and health are in your hands.
Gabriele explains correlations to this topic that only the fewest people are aware of. Let us hear what Gabriele says. Our thinking, speaking, all our behavior patterns determine our existence on Earth. Consequently, we ourselves are responsible for what hits us. We should often make ourselves aware that our feeling, sensing, thinking, speaking, and acting are energies that enter our brain and, starting from there, determine all our physical functions and our behavior patterns as energetic waves. Through the same and similar ways of thinking, we ultimately plan and build our future. Frequently, these are the blueprints for one or a few more lives on Earth or for expiation in the beyond. From our self-created future, a few things can come to us already during this life on Earth, because our brainwaves unceasingly send out active pictorial engrams. These can attract aspects from the future blueprint, which then still affect us during this existence. The inkling that some things could strike us is our conscience. Those who do not or will not listen to it cover it up with fear.
Gabriele continues. Let us realize that an energetic film reel goes out of our storage center, the brain, which runs through our body, and on which all the contents of our feeling, sensing, thinking, speaking, and acting is pictorially recorded. As long as we do not become aware that we ourselves are responsible for our behavior patterns, we will also not become the director of our personal life film. We then continue to blame others for our fate and go from one doctor to another. Many a person already calls the relief they experience a cure. But despite the belief in physical healing, there remains the anxiety that, for example, the cancer could start all over again or other symptoms could flare up. The fear is nothing more than an inkling that there is something underlying this that may affect us, even when the physical discomforts have been largely remedied. There is only one holistic healer, It is the spirit of infinity, the spirit of love and mercy. The human doctor can help, but the inner physician heals holistically if we turn to him. What needs to be done so that we get into contact with the holistic healer, the Christ of God? The first thing we have to do is to make a goal picture and not let it out of our awareness. We have to nourish it and let it come alive, even active, by charging it up, by sincerely affirming it, that is, with positive thinking, making it a powerful magnet that, at every opportunity, no matter what we think and do, transmits to us and makes us aware of how we should behave so that it corresponds to our positive goal picture.
Gabriele explains more about the goal picture. Creating a goal picture, or a picture that pulls on us, does not happen overnight. This action is a process. First, we need to realize whether we want to use our days to figure out our brain waves, which are recognizable in our present feelings and thoughts. If we want to achieve our goal of health and happiness, then we need to analyze our brain waves, which, as stated, make themselves noticeable in many ways. Without training our brain and our body, we will not activate our goal, nor will we reach our goal. The training of our brain and of our body is called discipline. Spiritual discipline means to live consciously in order to become an upright, sincere, prudent, spiritually dynamic person. Through self-observation, by consistently questioning our own behavior, and by correcting ourselves, and thus become active, creative, healthy, and happy. The question, why, is the key to the causes of our undisciplined behavior. Why is our behavior the way it is? We should question ourselves to find out what is being signaled to us by the thought waves coming from our conscious mind and our subconscious. What depresses us when we creep around bent over with the heads down? What feelings and thoughts creep up on us, or regarding our eating and drinking habits? Why do we eat too hastily, for example? Why do we fill our mouths with food before we have given the food well chewed to the body? Or why do we speak with our mouths full? Why do we read the newspaper while eating? Or why do we drink hastily and perhaps pour the liquid into our mouths already filled with food?
Gabriele talks more about discipline and says, let us also ask ourselves, why do we talk when we are not asked? And why do we talk so much? Why do we think we know everything better? And so on and so forth. Our undisciplined behavior shows up in all spheres of life. Those who do not discipline themselves in order to question themselves are living dangerously because they give free rein to their negative, possibly highly explosive thoughts. Let us become good self-observers and become aware once again that our brain, including our senses, can be an observation and command center for our behavior. So, for example, if we notice we are walking hunched over, we ask, why am I not walking upright? Where do I direct my gaze? From the command center comes the order to straighten up our body, to take smaller steps, and to look into the distance more often. If we have questioned our behavior patterns and rectified the causes as best we could, then we enter into our brain, into the command center, what resulted in a positive way from our clearing things up. For instance, I walk uprightly, I walk consciously, I assume a disciplined posture. I think in a straightforward way. My eyes keep going from the ground into the distance. I am flexible in my thinking because I am quiet and focused on the essentials. My way of speaking is balanced, clear, and correct. The bearing of my character is sincere and modest. My senses are like a crystal. They perceive the environment objectively, that is, impersonally. What we affirm is received by our brain as new input. Our positive behavior program gains in strength.
Gabriele also said the following to this. Let us realize that every physical posture can be traced back to an action of the brain. Our body shows the reaction. At the same time, our senses and our breath react because we are thinking or emotions are affecting us. If we monitor ourselves, we will soon recognize in ourselves that an undisciplined posture hinders us, for example, during conversations and productive mental developments. We are not concentrated because we are undisciplined. Instead of going through a situation, a point, or a process purposefully, we jump from one point to another, from one thought wave to another. It is then difficult for us to talk about a matter in a concentrated and constructive manner. We keep throwing words into the conversation that do not contribute to the settlement of the matter, but rather distract from the central issue and disrupt the flow. This indicates that we are not in control of ourselves and that our command center is in disorder. As our body posture is, so is our brain activity. As we know, this can be highly explosive for our body if we enter our negative, erratic thoughts into our body cells and physical functions.
Gabriele continues to add more about discipline. Discipline should draw through our whole life, through all the courses of action of our existence. Discipline starts already early in the morning. We should get up on time so that we do not get stressed. After waking up, we should say a short prayer to our divine trainer, to the Christ of God, who helps us in every situation, in every conversation. We take our breakfast consciously, without reading the newspaper on the side, for example. We do not gobble down our breakfast. We eat it consciously. We check how we are eating. We check whether our thinking is purposeful or whether our thoughts are highly explosive, whether they jump from one situation, from one point, from one conversation to another, and we immediately figure out their content. In the evening, we should close the day conscientiously and clear up everything that is unfinished and that still troubles us in our thoughts. The evening belongs to us. The night belongs to God and to us. With a prayer in our heart, not only on our lips, we should go to sleep. If we have a difficult matter to resolve, or if an important conversation is planned for the following day, in the evening before going to bed, it would be advisable to surrender the matter or conversation to the one who knows about all things, God, the Spirit of love and of wisdom in us.
Gabriele sagt Folgendes.
Gabriele says the following. I repeat, every posture, every reaction of our body, also the sound of our words and our way of speaking, give us information about ourselves. All disharmonious physical reactions, such as hasty, jerky, angular movements, crossing our legs, shifting back and forth on our chair, or nervous articulation, are signs that we are not up to a situation, for example, or that we are not in control of our lives.
Daraus können sich Wut, Hass,
this can develop into anger, hatred, passion, and even assault. Those who monitor themselves in order to discipline themselves will say to themselves, stop, let me see what my brain waves are telling me. For this reason, we should also take time to look into our film reel of energy, into our life's film, which, starting from the brain, flows through our whole body.
Unseren ganzen Körper durchströmt. In diesem Lebensfilm,
in this life's film, we perceive pictorially how the energy complex looks that can come into effect on our body or otherwise as fate, if within it a so-called culmination point starts to vibrate, stimulated by the stars and planets. No matter what we become aware of, we do not let our body sink forward in resignation. We straighten ourselves up internally and externally and tackle the known shortcomings of our character by clearing them up. Our spiritual trainer, the Christ of God, helps us in this. Discipline means constant observation of ourselves so that we do not fall into the same negative traits again. Self-observation, in order to discipline ourselves, is necessary until our brain has absorbed and emits the positive inputs and until our goal is magnetic enough to keep warning us and showing us the next steps towards the goal we have set. An essential aspect of discipline is to stop our unproductive soliloquies, to question them and clear them up and let go of them. Soliloquies, which mostly take place in our thoughts, cost the body and soul a great deal of energy.
And Gabriele continues to explain. We may not let our goal picture out of our mind, for instance, to become healthy or to stay healthy and to be happy. Especially being healthy and happy are essential aspects in our lives that lead us to inner joy and spiritual dynamism, from which a positive and constructive brain activity develops. Whatever we do, whether we are sitting at a desk to work or at a machine, whether we are having conversations or solving problems, whether we are with friends or conversation partners, whether we are enjoying our free time, we should always keep our composure, that is, discipline ourselves. This physical discipline also cleanses our brain so that, over time, we can think more clearly and consciously and find good solutions in our brain in terms of our tasks, conversations, and the like. An important principle of a disciplined person is also to never say no. We should never say no in conversations, no matter what their quality. Anyone who speaks an absolute no is always on the side of the loser. There is a solution in everything. If it is not found, or if the other party in the conversation wants to impose their ideas, then we should be clearly committed to what we say, but at the same time acknowledge that in every point of view there are good indications and remarks, which both the one as well as the other party in the conversation should not disregard. We should also add that it would certainly be good to reconsider everything in order to eliminate possible prejudices. By such an approach, we do not make any compromises. We remain ready to talk and to find solutions. With such an offer or a similar one, we stay on the side of the winners. This is also part of discipline, because those who do not say no, but are always ready to talk, remain mentally and physically balanced. This brings about an inner balance and further clarity in our thinking and behavior.
Gabriele repeats, we do not let our goal picture, for example, to be healthy and happy, out of our mind. To further discipline ourselves and train our brain, this means do not lie and do not compromise. Any compromise to ourselves and to others is nothing more than a lie. It binds us to people and promises. This makes us dependent. The music we love can also help us to free our brain from thought patterns and soliloquies. Let's choose music that speaks to us today. It is the sound of our day. These sounds affect our brain waves. They lift our mood up and lead us to analyze our wrong way of thinking. If we have found and rectified the content of our soliloquies, for example, then the reactions of our body and our breathing become calmer. What has accumulated in the body as pictures dissolves into positive, harmonious energy. These harmonious aspects resonate together and form a partial sound of our body. Once we have cleared up some disharmonious, urging, possibly highly explosive thoughts, we should repeatedly look into our film reel of energy and look at the pictures. We will soon realize that we are cleaning up our film reel and the pictures of our energy will become more harmonious and balanced. Disciplining ourselves to think creatively, that is, positively, means putting an end to the negative, highly explosive thought patterns. We switch to a positive, creative, and purposeful way of thinking that makes us healthy or keeps us healthy and lets us be happy.
Let's hear what Gabriele further says. Let's not take anything for granted. Let's think and check according to our goal picture. Only then should we decide. In so doing, we awaken dormant positive forces and talents. Thus, our thinking should not be mechanical, but a conscious process of splitting. Those who keep this up consistently will succeed in going higher and reaching their set goal. Most people think superficially and highly explosively. They vegetate away, running from one doctor to another, and yet, ultimately, they have to realize that the physician cannot free them from the fear of remaining ill or becoming ill again. As stated, physicians can help, but the holistic healing is undertaken by one. It is the Christ in us. Let us allow ourselves to be trained by the spiritual trainer, by the Christ of God. He knows the way that leads us to Him, the inner physician and healer, who is our Redeemer and the one who prepares the way to our true being. If we should once again reflect on our indispositions, illnesses, on our blows of fate and on our unhappiness, then the following sentence could help us. Everything that we think and everything that we bear is the result of our feelings, sensations, thoughts, words, and actions. I repeat, Gabriele says, everything that we think and everything that we bear is the result of our feelings, sensations, thoughts, words, and actions. Dear listeners, with this consciousness aid, our reading from this very instructive schooling by Gabriele comes to an end. Now we can move the contents of this teaching hour with Gabriele in our inner being and, if we want, gain experiences with it in our everyday life. Surely this will make our lives interesting, because as we have heard, everything we feel, think, speak, and do has an influence on our happiness and health. With this in mind, we take our leave of you and wish you and all of us a happy and healthy time. We look forward to your tuning in again to the program series, The True School is Life. Goodbye and greetings in God.